My name is Margaret Schofield. My maiden name was Margaret James. My father was Frederick George James. He was a railway porter at Woodlesford Station. My mother's maiden name was Maud Britton. My father came from Somerset, from a farming family. And then he joined the army and then made his life up in Woodlesford. Billy Britton was my mother's father, and he was the local postman. We used to live right opposite the school. There was a shop next door but one. It was brilliant. I used to love it. There were the Jakes's family lived next door. There were a Mr. and Mrs. Scott, and at one time Mr. Scott used to work on the railway, but I can't remember what he did. There were a Mrs. Gill, and then there were two brothers, George and Harry Smith. The Wilde family lived in the first house, which was number 6, as we lived at 14.
What kind of a man was your father, Fred James?
Oh, brilliant. I know every girl thinks that about the dad, but he were brilliant. He'd communicate with anybody, always be pleasant to people, and he absolutely idolised his job. He used to love it.
And tell me what you can remember about Fred's job at the station then. What was his daily routine?
Well, he used to do light shift work, or he used to do 12 hours. He used to go down, open up on a morning, light fires in winter, do all cleaning, get all parcels off at trains, seat at people that were going on and off at trains. You never hardly saw him out of his uniform. Just absolutely brilliant at it, and he loved it.
And did he work in the booking office as well?
He did absolutely everything, all different things. Because I used to spend hours down there with him when I was younger.
And so did you help him do any
of
those
yeah,
jobs?
I used to get a job of clipping tickets.
Do you know how he got the job? Had he worked on the railway at all before?
No, he hadn't worked on railway before, but I know when he came out of army, he got that job at railway.
And did he work anywhere else locally on the railway, or was it always at Woodlesford?
No, he sometimes got sent to Methley or to Waltoffs. If there were expecting deliveries or there were nobody's turned up, he used to go.
What about the other people who worked at the station when he was there? Can you remember their names?
I can remember Station Master, who used to live in the station house at the top of hill across the yard. It were Tom Swaby and his wife Mary, and they had a son called Sidney.
Did you ever go to the Swaby's house?
Yes. I used to go quite a lot when they were on holiday because we used to feed cat, a ginger cat called Mitten. And I can remember going up and feeding him.
Just describe what the station was like, what your memory of it is.
Just one big building. There was a main hall, and then there were office, ticket office and that. Then there were a big partition outside, and there were another big room where all parcels used to go. There were a waiting room on your right-hand side as you go in, with a WC in the corner. And outside there were a little yard where he used to keep all barrows and stuff. And then round the back of the building, there were a little, what they used to call, mess, where they used to go for the cups of tea and the snap.
Are there any stories that you can remember about Fred in particular?
Yeah. The cow story. He were on afternoon shift, waiting for the last train at 10 to 11 to go. Then he could lock up and come home. We wondered where on earth he'd got to. He come home next morning, told us a cow had been delivered for the farmer to collect on the night, which he never came, throwing it down with rain. So my dad, being my dad, walked this cow up and down platform most at night, got fed up of being wet through, so he took it in the waiting room and sat with it all night. One of his jobs was to do white lining. He used to do all the sweeping and cut all long grass down.
When you say white lining, what do you mean?
At edge of the platform, there used to be a white line, so people could see where edge was before they got onto the train. He had a half-cut down brush, and he used to have a bucket of whitewash, put it in whitewash, and go straight down platform with it. They used to do pigeons. They used to come and bring them on a Friday, and used to clock them, and my dad used to let release them on the Saturday morning.
So they would have come on the train then?
Yes, they came on the train, and then he used to let them go next day.
And what did they come in?
Big pigeon baskets. There used to be about 8 or 9 in each basket.
And where did he put them overnight?
In waiting room or parcel room.
Right, so he put them in the parcel room. And did he have to feed them, do you think?
No.
Give them water?
I think he just used to put water in with them. I think I can recall him saying they didn't want feeding or else they wouldn't fly home.
Did he have any hobbies?
On one of the platforms, he made a big garden. And then he made an aviary where he kept budgies. So that was his main hobby, gardening, allotment and garden again. And he used to have an allotment just down behind the signal box.
And what did he grow in this garden on the station?
He had a flower garden, and then on the allotment he had all different fruit bushes, and in his own home garden we had some gooseberry bushes, a small lawn, then a greenhouse which he used to grow his chrysanthemums in, and he used to win prizes with them.
Can you remember anything else about that garden on the station?
It used to be overgrown when he took it on. I remember him clearing it all.
What about the budgie idea? Where did that come from?
I've no idea. He just said he was going to start keeping budgies. But when the station was closing down, the budgies he had left, he made an aviary in the back garden of our house and brought them home.
How many budgies would he have there, do you think, at any time?
I think he had about 10 or 12 at any time. I know people used to come to him for budgies, and I don't know if he gave them away or sold them or what, you know. So that's one thing he never said anything about, were money. He says, you've time to worry about that when you get older.
Tell me about the house. How big was the house? How many rooms did it have?
There were a small kitchen and there were a massive room. The stairs were in the back corner and there were two bedrooms and a box room.
And did you have electricity in those days?
No, gas. There used to be a gas light in the room and one in the kitchen. And if you were lighting the mantle, if you poked your match or your lighter near to it, it'd break mantle and then you'd have no light. You had to go to the shop for a shilling and buy another one.
And did you have a meter in the house?
Yes. You used to put pennies in it, the old pennies.
So do you remember getting electricity?
Yes. It was just after I started work, because we got a television.
Did Fred used to watch telly?
Not much.
He wasn't interested in it, I don't.
If there were a bit of sport on, he'd watch it, but in them days, it weren't as popular as what it is today, sports channels and everything, so...
Was he interested in sport?
Oh, he liked football. He used to take me to football matches.
Where?
Leeds.
To Elland Road?
Yeah. Ah, but only trouble is, we once came home separate because it were Bristol playing Leeds and he was supporting Bristol and I was supporting Leeds, so we fell out. And I came home on my own and he came home on his own.
Did you stand together in the ground?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but we fell out.
You had a row at the ground?
Yeah, because I wanted Leeds to win and he didn't. Mind you, were a right wind-up merchant when he was that side out. And he wound me up that day, I said, right, I'm going home on my own.
And did he regularly used to go to Elland Road?
He used to go quite often. But you see, when he were working, he used to work Saturdays when match was so...
Did you go on the train very much with Fred?
I remember one day, which were brilliant, there were a steam train and... It pulled up at station and my dad were talking to driver and fireman and they let me go up footplate at steam train. I remember that.
And did you travel very far afield on the railway?
Oh, yeah. Went all over. Somerset, Bridlington, King's Lynn. Mostly we went to Somerset to see my dad's relations.
And what did that involve, going on the train? Can you remember the journey?
Oh, yeah. We used to get on the Devonian in Leeds City Station. And it used to come through Woodlesford, but it never stopped. So when you were going, you had to go into Leeds to get the train. And when you were coming back, you came through Woodlesford, but you couldn't get off. You got to go back to Leeds again. I know we went through Bristol, Temple Meads at Bristol, Taunton. You used to get off and change, then another train for Minehead.
So when you came back then from Somerset, did you have to go all the way into Leeds to get...
Yeah, to get train back again.
And I suppose you would go on a train that was pulled by steam engines.
Yes, and there were one part at Journey at Somerset, I'll always remember, because it was a right steep hill. And when you were coming back, you used to have an engine at the back of the train as well to get you up this gradient. I always remember that. My dad used to say, look out at window now, you'll see another engine behind us.
So what else can you remember about the station?
Delivery wagons. Two of them, identical wagons, nearly two identical drivers because they were brothers, Jack and Jake Gibbs. One used to do Alton, Rothwell, Woodlesford, And I think the other brother used to do like Swillington and Kippox and all that area.
And did you ever go out on those wagons?
Oh, yes.
Where did you go?
Through Rothwell, Carlton, Oulton, all over.
And what did you do when you went out with the wagon?
Well, they told me to get out at wagon one day and have a look round fields at back of this mill. I went to have a look, and when I went down fields to have a look, they drove off and left me.
Had they forgotten about you?
No, they were having me on, seeing if I'd run after them. They did several things for several different companies and that, and used to go pick stuff up and put them on trains then, and they used to be at rhubarb fields, part at rhubarb triangle, as is now.
And did you ever go to the rhubarb sheds with them?
I never went to rhubarb sheds, not in them. I went past them, but never in them.
Did rhubarb find its way into Highfield Lane then?
Oh, yes, everybody had a piece of rhubarb. Everybody had some. Mention them days when they used to go, the firms used to give them something for going.
Is there anything else you can tell me about Jack and Jake that you can remember?
Just that there were two brothers and they were really jolly blokes.
Did they ever come to your house in Highfield
Lane? Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, if they'd been delivering in that area, he used to call in for a cuppa and a natter, or he used to come and pick me dad up if it were his day off and he wanted hand with any parcels or deliveries. My dad used to go with him.
On his day off?
Yeah, yeah. I used to go out delivering with him.
What did your dad do in his spare time if he wasn't gardening then? What else did he get up to?
Gardening, budgies. He used to go to British Legion and then he used to do competitions for his flowers and vegetables and stuff. Right. Two Pointers Inn, which were next at church.
And when you say British Legion, where was that? Where did he go to?
He used to go to Old Drill Hall on Oulton Lane.
And that's where they had meetings, is it?
They had meetings there, yeah.
And did he go out for a drink?
When there were a meeting, he used to have a drink.
But he wasn't
there. Or if there were a gardening thing, he used to have a drink then, but he wasn't out every day drinking.
Can you remember what kind of food Fred, like, used to eat?
Oh, cold bacon sandwiches. He used to take his snap to work. My mother had to do it the night before so that bacon were cold. Cold bacon sandwiches.
So did he come home for lunch when he was on those?
Sometimes he did, yeah. Just depend how busy you were and that. So, but he always used to take a sandwich with him.
You said that you had gone down on the station with him. Were there other people who used to go down on the station as well?
Yeah, there were a little lad called Howard used to go down and he used to spend hours with my dad. And think he spent more hours with my dad than what I did.
What I used to do was when the train came in, I copied Fred because he used to shout out the name of the station and then I started doing it. I can remember doing that. I also can remember collecting the tickets. And I can remember getting the parcels off the trains when they came from Leeds and putting them on the barrow. And even though I was maybe only about 9 or 10 years old, I used to shove the barrow across the foot crossing as well. I can remember doing that. Did you ever go in the signal box yourself?
Yes.
What can you remember about that?
All these levers. That's all I can remember. And looking down over at platforms and down lines.
What can you remember about the brewery?
Oh, smell of hops. Used to be fantastic. My mother hated it. That's all I used to like the smell of it. But a lot of people didn't used to like the smell of hops brewing. A couple of times a week you could smell it. But imagine it just depended what wind direction was as well. If it were going other way, you couldn't smell it. When it was thundering and lightning, you used to see lightning going up and down rails. I used to be terrified of it. But when it were foggy, it were awful. And when it was snowing, especially in 1947, the station wall, as you were going on Station Lane, the snow were on level with that. My dad told me it were terrible trying to get to work. Well, when it were foggy, it were what we used to call a pea super. It were that foggy you couldn't see a couple of hands in front of you. Because it were down in a holler. Because there were canal and river right next to where the station were nearly. And fog used to lay there for quite a while. Whereas you came up the street, it'd be clear, but down there it'd be thicker fog. Another thing my dad used to do was doing the gas lamps, which were right round the yard and on the platforms. He used to have like a metal rod with a hook on, so he could reach. It was like a pull string. And he used to hook it on, pull it down to light gas, and the one at the other side used to turn it off, which he used to do on a morning. When it came daylight.
And what was it like there at the station at night when the gas lamps were lit?
Lovely. It was eerie, but it was nice.
And when it was cold and foggy?
Ooh. Yeah. It was a bit miserable and eerie, but it still had a brilliant atmosphere with it. If you wanted to go across the foot crossing, you used to go down like a little slope to the crossing from the platform, and you always had to look very carefully, which my dad always said, be careful, look both ways. If you see a train coming under the bridge from Leeds towards Methley, stay on this side. When it's gone, look again, and then you can cross. And on other platform, there used to be like a shelter, like a waiting room. And that, and he always used to say it, saying, coming back, you look for that train coming under that bridge. If you can't see one, another way, you can cross safely. Oh, he used to say, some people try and take their hands in their lives when they're crossing here. They don't bother looking.
And do you ever remember anybody being injured or killed on that crossing?
One at Porter's, Mr. Ellis, I know he got injured on there, but I remember my dad being at Altos one day and a woman got killed in front of him at Altos station. Yes. He had to go and clear it all up. I always remember him coming home and saying that.
Describe the trains that you can remember.
I can remember old steam trains and carriages, first, second and third class. And they were like a burgundy maroon colour with gold printing on.
And the engines, anything about the engines?
Oh, they were brilliant. Steam engines. All different numbers on them. Mostly black. And also the Royal Train has been through Woodlesford several times.
What happened to Fred when they closed the station?
He didn't retire straight away. He went to do what they used to call lamping, clean its signals and making sure all signals were working. And he used to walk from station as far as power station and back again, Skelton Grange power station.
And how long did he do that for?
About 3-4 years.
What was his reaction when they closed the station down?
Devastated. Absolutely devastated. He never picked up from then. He just went downhill. Yeah. And then he eventually died with cancer of the throat. But apparently, when he were in army, he got shot with some shrapnel in his neck. And he were never right after they removed the shrapnel. Whether that had anything to do with the cancer or not, I don't know.
Did he ever talk to you about the war and where he'd been?
Yeah, he used to say that he'd been to India and he were at Alamein, other different places.
And did he win any medals then in the war?
Yes, he got some medals, yeah. I don't know what they are. I know there's like two star-shaped and two others, but I can't remember.
But he didn't tell you any stories?
No, he never used to say a lot.
About the war?
No.
Right. Can you ever remember him being with Tom Swaby and talking about the war?
No, they used to just talk about trains and cats.
Would you say that your dad was a railway enthusiast, or was it just the job? Was he?
He loved railway.
He loved the railway. The thing I remember about him is he used to kind of mispronounce words sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about that.
Oh, he used to say things and we used to start laughing at him. And he used to say, what are you laughing at now?
It was like he used to get the name a little bit wrong, didn't he?
Yeah.
And I know that people at the station used to think that was quite funny. Yeah.
I know, we used to laugh at him. And then he used to laugh at himself. He didn't take anything wrong, you know, personal.
He seemed to be a very relaxed sort of bloke.
Yeah. He was too laid back.
And do you think that was because of the war?
I don't know. I think it must have had some effect on him.
Yeah. And he was quite happy just to do that portering job.
Yeah, he was quite happy.
A simple job.
Yeah.
In the outside air.
Yeah, outside meeting people. That were my dad. Well, my feelings now, the station should still be going. It was absolutely fantastic. I loved every minute of going to the station, and I know my dad loved his job.
And it was something to do with the fact that it was a little community.
Yeah, yeah, you used to say the same people going to work, coming home from work, and everybody was very pleasant. You used to say hello to everybody.
They didn't seem to be interested in earning a lot of money, did they?
No. They went to the jobs because they liked doing what they were doing, and that were it.
Yeah.